Shit. Hi guys, coming up next, a new friend of ours from last month returning, so I guess she didn't get enough of our shit the last time around. Natasha Samreni.
Yeah!
I'm so used to like shaking hands for stand-up, that's what that awkward pause was. Never mind. Cool. Alright. So I've never been very good at endings at all. Writing them for a play or for a story or saying goodbye to people. I like to think it has something to do with growing up as a military brat. If I blame it on my parents, it's easier to deal with. Because then change was inevitable and everyone went through it. Every few years, a new school, new set of friends. By the end of every summer, you had a new set of neighbors that you didn't know, but that was cool because new friends are good, right? But this goodbye was the hardest I have ever made, and I still haven't found the ending to it. I was talking to my mom. "You still love him," she said. "You're still in love with him." "I am. I never said I wasn't. I can't help it." That's how it's supposed to go, right? If you're really in love with someone, it's harder to go away. "When did you last talk to him?" "A year ago." "Yeah, it was a year ago. It's been a year, and it still hurts." "What about LinkedIn?" "What about LinkedIn?" "Weren't you guys still talking on there?" "He was stalking me on there, Mom. Can you stalk on LinkedIn?" I mean, I could tell he was the only one viewing my profile because he's the only one I know that lives in Saudi Arabia, and it just kept saying, "someone." "From Khoust University in Saudi Arabia viewed your profile." We're Facebook friends now, though. My mom said, "I knew it! No, but we haven't talked. We're just Facebook friends. That doesn't count as real friends." My mom looked at me knowingly and raised an eyebrow. "Okay, I only refriended him on New Year's because it was my resolution to try and resolve my unresolved things and start fresh." "Uh-huh." "Also, I was trying to convince myself I'd passed a milestone of being more over him from before." "Okay, and I wanted him to see all the fun I was having and how I had, like, reached my dreams and what an idiot he was for leaving." "Uh-huh." The truth is, that's only half the truth. More of the truth is, if I could bring myself to talk to him again, and she knew this, if we had one more chance to talk in person, face to face, breathing the same air, right next to each other, in the cheesy movie way where your hearts start beating at the same pace, because that's what really happens. If I could say anything to him face to face, I would say... So there's this song by Taylor Swift. And she says, "I'll bet it never ever occurred to you that I can't say hello to you and risk another goodbye." I would sing that, but I'm not Taylor. A year ago, he flew halfway across the world again after we'd spent the weekend together eating, watching movies, fighting, making up, fighting again. Too much dancing, too much wine, coming back home. "That was the best beef jerky I've ever had." Yeah. "Give me more wine." "No, I think you've had enough." Okay. And then passing out. The truth is, my truth is, a year ago, I lost my best friend. But he said, "Whatever you decide, I know we were meant to be together." Sometimes I wonder if he knows something that I don't. How can someone say something like that so assuredly? and then just be okay with disappearing for a year. A year ago, he said that no matter what happens, he knew this wasn't goodbye. Sometimes I think, if I knew that at least for the last 365 days he had hurt as much as I did, and cried as much as I did, and made as many stupid excuses for why we were still friends on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook as I did, that I would have some answer, some completion to my truth that I was looking for. But I haven't talked to him yet, and I can't conclude that. So I just have to hope that there's some other truth out there that I don't know about.
There's the hand. Thank you, Natasha. You have some notes up here.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like those. The thing about LinkedIn is interesting. Actually, an employer of mine who I was also friends with, like, fired me, which was awkward, and then blocked me on Facebook and then followed me on Twitter, but still is connected to me on LinkedIn. So I feel like she's kind of, like, waiting to see, like, where does he go after me? Which is... Maybe that's just my ego.